Oh God, I miss live shows.
Welcome everybody to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money here on another lovely Tuesday evening right here in the heart of Wailuku Town on the beautiful island of Maui. Let me get right to it, shall we? Because we've done this before. It's deja vu for us, but maybe not for you. This Jex gentleman, he is our producer. Seducer. Why is this not changing for me? God dang it. Come on, you dirty scrub. Jeez,
all right, 300 episodes in.
There we go.
Think we'd have this down by now.
He is our producer, Seducer. He is also the man who is, he's our cleanup guy. And he's also named after a broom, like I said earlier, if you were listening to the mistakes that we made on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, say what's up to Kai Kai. He's
you
in the
are
house.
A mistake sometimes.
What a mistake, man. These shows are flawless.
They are flawless. Absolutely flawless. Also joining us this evening, this next guy, he is our Dark Knight. No, he's not. He is our Man in Black. This whole show is off the rails. He's our Man in Black. He is also the man who's master of card tricks, and he hides pigeon in his pants. And guess what? The people love it. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to our gaming guru, Format.
That's not a pigeon, sir.
Yeah. Oh, it's not a pigeon? Wow. All right. That's fair.
Greetings, America.
Greetings. Also joining us this evening, this guy is... No, I'm just kidding. He is our Man in Black.
Sombrero.
He is also our horror aficionado. And,
yeah,
if you don't know by now, he is also our punk rock superstar. Like I said before, Valentine's Day is just around the corner. And guess what, ladies? If you're lovelorn, this guy could fit the bill. Not only is this man our Dark Knight, he also has another name. We shall revere him. And he has two names tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Dick Samson!
I just love looking at that picture.
Yes, he's a
more sense to call yourself Matches Malone.
Anyway, Dick Samson is in the house, a.k.a. Gannon. Welcome to the show. Of course, also missing tonight, boys and girls, is Alika, who is our comic book guy. He'll be coming in later, I believe. And
the Costco run guy.
And he's on a Costco run. And I believe so is Todd Bernardi, if you don't know who's
in class.
He's in school. He won't be here tonight. Maybe later on tonight. But... Now,
I doubt it.
It's kind of we're going to get to the comic books later if they come in. So let's get right to it, shall we? Just to let you know, first of all, you guys can watch us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdwatch. You can watch us on YouTube at @_nerdwatch. And then you can also watch us on Twitch at nerdwatch808. That's nerdwatch808, where you can watch us as well. Check out the Nerd Watch there. And by the way, if you're commenting on any of those websites right now, we'll see those comments and we'll post them on the live stream and in the chat, and we'll recognize you as well. Okay.
Tell them where to go to give us money.
Not Patreon. We got to figure that out. Anyway, so our social medias are
on the floor. You can give me money in the bathroom.
At the bottom of the ticker tape. You guys can follow us on all of those. Smash that like button. Finger that thumb button until it turns a different color. You know what I'm saying? So, please do that for us.
Button or your thumb?
Finger the button and my thumb, if you can.
Wait, I'm going to finger your thumb?
Yeah, and the like button.
It sounds very German almost.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. Why do I hear the echo again?
And smash the bells.
All right. Anyway, let's get right to it, shall we? Because we're going to skip comics for now, we might as well get right into it. Right here, let's get right into it, shall we? WandaVision. WandaVision. We'll save that for later. We'll let Gannon take the reins on that. First of all,
What are you talking about?
Shia LaBeouf. You brought him up. I thought you wanted to talk about him.
Oh, I'm going to talk about that.
Okay, good. Don't talk about it. Anyway, WandaVision. We are up to episode 5 now, boys and girls. And it was quite revealing and something that we should definitely talk about. So Gannon, if you will, or excuse me, Dick Samson, if you will. Please let us what you thought of WandaVision. And somebody turned down their mic or their phone. Dang it. Is that your headphones format?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I can definitely hear. Whew, it's crazy. Yeah. I think it was. You know what?
I can't hear anything right now because I took my.
Let me check. Let me check. No, it's not you. Somebody's mic is somebody's mic or somebody's.
It's probably the guy that's AFK.
Sound checks.
It could be the guy that's AFK. You're absolutely right. Let me find out right now.
AFK.
Yeah.
Away from keyboard.
Yeah. Check 1-2. Check 1-2. Check 1-2. It's Gannon. It's freaking Gannon. I don't know why it's Gannon. I can hear it's from Gannon's mic. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
It's from Gannon's mic, or he needs to put some headphones in or turn down it because we can hear the echo, Gannon.
What echo? There's no echo here.
Yeah, on your end there isn't, but there is on our end. You're such a ding dong. I'm gonna have to mute
echo,
you for now.
Echo of what?
You can't hear it. See, now it's gone because I muted him. It's gone. Anyway, like I was saying before, I don't know what the heck. Dude, I will mute. I will put him back in the stream when I ask him a question. I think it's coming from his laptop is what's happening, so he's getting some feedback there. But I'll bring him in momentarily. Anyway, format. Big WandaVision review. Episode 5 we're up to now, and
was there?
I tell you, quite revealing. So, did everybody get a chance to watch?
Was it I'm revealing?
Assuming. Yeah, I thought it pretty. I thought it was.
No, yeah, I saw it.
And what did you think?
It's cool.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. Did you find yourself? Do you find yourself more invested now than before?
No, I was already invested from the get go because I enjoyed the setup and all of the things that's going on, and they didn't give us any answers, so there was a lot of theory crafting involved.
Right.
I'm really big into that kind of thing.
Right.
But with episode 4, they kind of revealed a lot of things, and that got, like, that sent me in a certain direction. And then episode 5 hit, and now that direction has now split off into a bunch of different things. Not unlike, say, a timeline.
Funny.
Yeah.
So, Dick, what did you think? Are you on board the WandaVision train? Dick, come in over.
I thought I was silenced.
Now you sound great because now your mic is actually working. There you go. You're not silenced. Now your freaking mic is working. Goodness. Anyway, so wow, your mic is actually working. It wasn't working before. Anyway, so what did you think of WandaVision?
What is that?
Why is everybody such an ass on the show tonight?
Is that like a new TV or something that came out? I don't have one.
You know, you got to check your mic every week because this is the best you've ever sounded on this show because the mic's actually working. It's incredible. Anyway, WandaVision.
It's my golden voice.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Well, anyway, WandaVision. We're up to episode 5. Disney Plus. I know you watch. But I want to know what you
think. Disney Plus?
You're such a dick.
Well, his name is Dick Samson.
I swear I'm going to mute him for good.
He's
bastard.
Such a Samson.
I mean, I'm pretty sure this Gannon guy watched that WandaVision
show.
Oh,
I'm sorry, Gannon. I'm so sorry.
I'm too busy to watch the Telemundo.
All right. Well, Gannon, what did you think of? What did you think of WandaVision?
Oh, wait. You still asking me?
Yes, Gannon.
Oh, I totally watched it. That's why.
Okay, good. You're such an ass. Anyway, what did you think?
I'm still not a big fan of the first couple episodes. I feel like we got to the point a little too. I feel like we were ahead of where the show was going the first episodes. I don't know why they strung it along as long as they did.
Okay. And do you think it was just they're like I think maybe format's correct in the fact that they're just kind of, I guess they're kind of pulling you along and they're kind of theory crafting as they go. You didn't appreciate that?
What I mean, and this is completely my opinion, and I'm not even saying I'm right. I feel like this show would have benefited from hour-long episodes.
Wow.
Where,
oh, yeah, I agree.
Where you could have truncated the first two episodes into one statement in that episode, because the first two episodes give you the exact same information, ultimately. You don't really learn anything special in those first two. So it's really just you waited 2 weeks to kind of get... You already knew what the point was. Even right. though you don't know where it's really going yet, you get the point already. So it's... It just kind of felt like wasted time. But if you took those and put them into an hour, then you make a statement with just that one episode as opposed to spreading that out in two. But that's just my opinion again.
Do you think do you think that it... it echoes back again. Damn it. Do you think that it would have benefited from, instead of being released on a weekly basis, do you think a show like this, especially in 2021, do you think it benefits more from just being... all put out at one time, like Cobra Kai and what Netflix does, and that way there is none of this.
We're spoiled on the Netflix way of doing things,
where
you just get it all, you can burn it all in one weekend or even a day, depending on how long the episodes are.
Sure, sure.
What WandaVision benefits from doing this weekly format is that it gives you more water cooler style. Things to do between episodes.
Good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you can, there's time for discussion and theorizing, like how me and Format have been doing about where we think the show is going or where we think it's headed and what might ultimately happen. It becomes more of a water cooler show. It is kind of something that's been missing in television in general.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that I mean, this sounds so stupid, and maybe it's a little off the subject, but. Do you think those kind of conversations happen anymore due to the advent of social media? Because everyone on social media ruins everything. You know what I mean? So
it happens almost more because of social media. The only negative is that I'm not going to name names, but there's certain people that just get out of their, like, just cannot get out of their own way to spoil it for everybody else just because they happen to see it literally 5 minutes before everybody else. That is super annoying.
Yeah.
But at the same time, again, with social media, it's just like there's a lot of discussion like, oh, like, what do you think is going on? What do you think this means? Where do you think this is headed? There was a lot of that, especially with this episode. So, again, it's a water cooler show. It's the same thing as what happened with Lost. You know, they keep introducing things where you're like, what the hell is that all about? You spend a week trying to think about what that could mean.
Sure, sure.
And then when that next episode comes along, they don't pay any of that off, and you're just like, oh, what's this new mystery now? And stuff like that. Hmm. WandaVision is a shorter show, so they're not gonna keep introducing too many new mysterious elements, because at this point they gotta start wrapping things up. But it's a good water cooler show.
Well, and that's what I was gonna say. I mean, you said you wanted hour long episodes. I feel that this works better in a sitcom length. am I wrong about that? I think it works better.
The half an hour thing works when you think of the conceit of the sitcom.
Yeah, yeah.
But now that we've kind of pulled the curtain back, you notice that the episodes are getting longer because they're stepping away.
True, true.
They're stepping away from the whole, okay, this is all about sitcoms, because now we know the scope of it a little bit bigger.
I wonder if anyone's done the math to see if. Because the episodes are longer because we're getting the stuff outside of Westview, right?
Right.
So the stuff that we still see of WandaVision, is that still
going on?
Like sitcom length?
The actual reason the episodes are longer? I don't know if there's a design function to why they're necessarily longer. I think it's just now you have to do two separate stories in an episode.
Right. Now, but I'm curious, like the stuff that we've seen of the sitcom stuff.
Yeah.
Does that still time out as sitcom time? You know what I mean? Is that still half an hour?
Oh, I see what you. Okay. Yeah. No. I'm see curious. What you're saying. Now that's kind of a cool idea. Like they're keeping the sitcom format, and everything out of that's beyond that is the extra time. I see what you're saying. That's an interesting concept.
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so, because it seems like, especially with this last episode, there's almost very much equal time between the two. It at least feels that way. So
right.
They're probably still just about 20 minutes if you wanted to do a dollar-for-dollar thing between the two different stories, but it's within 30 minutes, so they're probably still holding true to, like, the arc of a sitcom episode in and of itself. So, 'cause with this last episode, you do still get that, even though there's a wrap up where Agnes.
Yeah, because I didn't think about that until you were just talking about like the length of the episodes, and I was like, I wonder if like the sitcom portions of the show are actually like still sitcom length. I wonder if someone's like researched that.
I mean, it's a good question.
I mean, you would assume. Look, we're looking really deep into this. I mean, if they did look that deep into this, the creators and the writers, that's a really cool concept. Considering, I think that what it's setting up is something, and it's not unique by any stretch, but it's really cool. It's really cool that they have literally. I mean, and this is it's really neat that they have integrated this strange new Marvel concept, and they've weaved it into the overall universe, cinematic-wise. Am I getting that? I mean, do you guys?
Yeah, for sure. I think to Gannon's point, like, I don't see why we couldn't get like back-to-back episodes. Because the episodes that they air are just the episodes that we get to see.
Right.
They have libraries and libraries of
right.
like seasons.
Right. You know, it's interesting to me that there is... Now, like I said, this is one show that I don't want to try and spoil because it is so... It's that kind of show. But there's a lot of...
The Ninja Turtles show up. What's the spoiler?
Well, that's not a spoiler per se, but there's something interesting that was brought up in our Nerdwatch chat that I thought was fascinating. And it's something I thought about when you guys were talking about it was, do we get to see Vision beyond this? Does he exist?
It almost seems to suggest that inside of the bubble... She's literally puppeteering him, but that immediately falls apart because he's figuring things out. So he is autonomous. It's not like he's just going through the motions that she's setting in front of him. He's existing in the parameters of this thing she's built. But yeah. he's still present.
But this, I mean,
you see like the corpse Vision, the first that I had is it's like, oh my God, he's just literally a puppet. But then I forgot that like he literally just walked outside inside from realizing something was wrong. So, but then again, it could just be there is a husk Vision just being paraded around in there, but his mind is still active somehow.
Who knows? Yeah. Does that mean now the concept that they're going for is really cool? But my other question is that does, because you guys had brought it, you guys didn't bring it up, but I was thinking about it when you guys were talking about Vision. Does Vision actually die? You know what I mean? I mean, we know what we see in
well, he's a robot, so...
Right, that's what I mean.
He stops existing without the Mind Stone.
Right.
But this goes all the way back to Infinity War, where I had his, you know, a strange idea that maybe Shuri actually managed to sever all of his connections, like, right at the last second, mm-hmm. but pulling the Mind Stone out completely wiped him clean. So maybe when S.W.O.R.D. has him, they're just literally running experiments on him to see if they can get him back up and running, because Shuri already basically got them there to restart him. He just can't do it for some reason.
Interesting.
Who knows?
Yeah, no,
you're
right.
It really could be anybody's ballgame.
Can I tell you something on a performance level? And this is nothing to do with
You sound Vision. Like my girlfriend's right now with that kind of stuff.
Performance level, let me tell you something. I think Elizabeth Olsen is doing a bang-up job, and she's making Scarlet Witch... A very relatable and likable character within the universe. I mean, she was already...
She's relatable?
I like
her. She's coming across as a menace.
I like it, though.
Oh, I can see why you like her. Never mind.
I like it. I think it's really... I think it's super cool that she's coming off as... I don't know. Like I said, from what we've seen in the cinematic universe, this is a different Wanda, but... I have to say, it's really adding to her character.
All I know
character.
Is that whenever she's menacing, like, the accent comes back.
I will say that this is definitely a showcase for Elizabeth Olsen.
I think it is, too.
She's all over the place as an actress on this
thing.
Like,
oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
She has to do so many different things as an actress. Vision is... aloof most of the time, but when he's not aloof, he's just being Vision.
Right.
So, but Bethany in her case, it this episode, all these though. Different things in the scope of one show.
It's interesting because, I, and listen, you guys probably, I don't know if you agree with it or not, but I think the show right now is hinging on Elizabeth Olsen's performance because she's so good, and she's really kind of carrying the show, which I think is phenomenal, and she's doing a great job. And see,
you don't think Paul Bettany's killing it?
Oh no, no, no. This is not a criticism of Paul Bettany. I think Paul Bettany's great. I just think Elizabeth Olsen is doing a bang up job. She's a fantastic actress. But here's my other thing.
You don't think John Krasinski's killing it?
Okay, first of all, I wasn't going to reveal that, but I think he's killing it as well. I will say this. Now, this is...
You dropped out of me. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I said I didn't want to reveal that little secret, but I guess it's not a secret any longer about John. But I will say this, and maybe this is a parallel thought for you guys. Was Black Widow not being on Disney Plus a negative, considering the fact that this really builds upon the Marvel Universe, and it looks like people are really enjoying this, and it showcases Elizabeth Olsen, and Scarlett Johansson could have been showcased on Disney Plus as Black Widow. Do you think there was an opportunity missed here?
I think Black Widow not coming out before this is going to be a detriment to Black Widow, because yep. Black Widow is... It's got its foot planted firmly in what Marvel used to be like.
Right.
From everything that we've been hearing, and granted, we don't know for sure if any of it's true, but from what we've been hearing, especially what WandaVision seems to be reaching for right here with what the next movies coming up are going to be going for, it's a whole new ball game. And Black Widow coming out now after the fact is going to – it'll probably end up feeling like a disappointment for a lot of folks.
Yes.
It's going to feel
–
Yeah.
It's I
just
agree.
Feel like, feel like back to the a much old more guard type of story.
Yeah, no, that's the point I'm making. Like, this was they're trying to save this, but for some reason, Black Widow coming out after this would be, especially if you're part of the Marvel Cinematic Universe lore, I think it's a big problem. And I think that, and I think Gannon, you're absolutely 100% right. I think this could be a detriment to Black Widow and her success at the supposed box office that she's supposed to have.
I'm actually really surprised that Disney just didn't say screw it and put Black Widow out the same way they did Mulan, because WB did Wonder Woman and WB says it worked out in their favor, but we kind of all know that Marvel's model would probably work out a lot better.
Right.
That would actually be yet another reason why Marvel kind of works it better than DC can, unfortunately. But yeah, I kind of do feel like by the time we see Black Widow, it's going to feel like a huge step back from where it feels like Marvel's going.
Right. And this new direction that it's going, because after Endgame, we are literally headed into a new direction. We're trying to introduce unique, possibly new characters, possibly building a new Avengers. And I think that this is an opportunity for Black Widow to kind of close out the original Avengers in some respects. I'm not trying to retire her prematurely, but
I mean, unless we find out that the Black Widow movie takes place after Endgame and Black Widow's somehow alive.
Right.
I kind of don't.
And no, I don't think so. Unless Black Widow, the entire movie, is a simulation.
No. She's a Skrull.
She's a Skrull. All right, there you go. She's a Skrull.
Or we find out that the Black Widow that died on Morag, or no, it wasn't Morag, but the Black Widow that died to get the Soul Stone, that was the Skrull.
Ooh. Interesting. And I tell you what.
Which make it really weird, because Hawkeye is super attached to this person who's not that person, and Black Widow, that's the Skrull, is just like, oh, let me go. But that could play as, like, she knows she's not the real Black Widow anyway, so.
True. By the way, getting back to our original WandaVision, can I say something right now?
God, I almost wonder if that's what they're going to do now that I think about it. I wonder if they're going to do that.
They might. Can I tell you something?
The Black Widow that we saw die was a damn Skrull.
They could.
Holy crap. I bet you that's what they're going to... Oh, you know what? You guys all owe me $50 each if I turn out to be right. Nobody took the bet.
That's fair. I will say that the social media... I don't want to say it's a campaign, but the social media buzz about them starting an X-Files, Marvel X-Files type show with those two agents, I think is a great idea.
Darcy's not an agent.
Well, you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? I think...
Well, Kat Denning says she's in if that actually comes along. And to be honest, that guy is so much fun and charming in that character. You kind of would want to see the show. Dude.
I think it's a great one.
I also feel like you don't want to burn out that charm with him. Almost feels like they should go back to what they were trying to do with the Blu-rays, where they would have one shots. So maybe do like 15, 20 minute
episodes
style things that appear before the movies, or just have it as a Disney Plus thing, but not as a full on show.
Okay. I guess that can kind of burn out.
That won't stay cute and fun for a long time.
The X-Files thing really excited me. That's why anything you to know, do with you X-Files, know what he should do. Me.
Jimmy Woo should release a Card Magic video.
Oh God.
So here's the premise. Disney partners up with YouTube.
Right.
Jimmy Woo starts up a YouTube show to teach people how to play Magic. There's your show. And it's on YouTube, and he's just Jimmy Woo. It's not that guy is Jimmy Woo. They act like it's a real thing.
What?
Yeah, and then he'll get a call from like Nick Fury or whatever during the episode, and that'll be a tease for whatever the next Marvel thing's coming up.
Wow.
That could be fun.
That could be. That might work. That might work in some respect. Anyway, listen. I'm almost at that point where I think I'm going to wait out the other episodes, and I'm just going to wait till 6, 7, and 8 drop so I can just watch them back to back to back. That's where I'm at.
Well, I'm not going to shut up about it, so you're screwed. You might as well watch him.
That's true. You're not going to shut up.
He has a point.
Don't be a quitter, G.
I'm not going to be a quitter.
Being that he's not on social media anymore, I'm going to Sam Campos the hell out of that.
Wait, we haven't barely touched WandaVision now. Can we talk about other stars?
What?
Go for it, man.
Oh, Jesus. Can we talk about...
We didn't talk about the spoiler of that episode.
Go ahead.
I don't know what happened, though. Somebody knocked on the door, and then I had to go take a dump. What happened?
Asian Jim is on the show, and he's doing card tricks.
What is it, Kai? Get on there so we can see your face. What is it, Kai?
We got Pietro, but a different one. Pietro?
No, he's not different. That is Pietro.
Different actor from a different franchise.
No, that was Quicksilver, and he was Pietro in X-Men, so no, you're wrong.
That is true.
Oh,
that's true.
Yeah. So, is that really a spoiler? Is that really a surprise? Were we not expecting that?
I think after a week, it's not. I think after the first day, it is. I think it's been a week. Yeah. Everybody's been talking about this point. Anybody that cares knows about it by now. So I'm sure we're safe territory right now.
So
for those of you that that don't do this, if you watch that that Uncle Jesse scene with the descriptive audio on, the way the narrator describes the scene is enlightening.
What does he say? Do you remember?
Well, she says she opens the door to Pietro from the X-Men, from the Fox X-Men films.
She says that?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, that's why you watch things with the descriptive audio.
Apparently so.
Now, there still could be a bait and switch there, but I don't think so. Just on the merits of, you don't pull somebody from another franchise and be like, hey, you look how excited you got about that. By the way, it's not him. You know what I mean? Or if not, there'll be a good explanation as to why it's him. But I mean, a lot of people have different theories as to why we're seeing that Quicksilver and not the one she knows.
Right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Do you?
I'm a fan of the Mephisto angle, even though I don't believe it.
Do you? Okay. I mean, I know this is going to sound silly, but this, and I think everybody knows this, this really does fall into a multiverse where the new Doctor Strange movie is going to be the multiverse of madness. This really does kind of play into that whole...
Dude, they changed the title of that movie already.
Yeah, I know.
It's called Doctor Strange Bought a Taco Truck.
Yeah, that is very, very true.
Nice.
Now,
they completely changed the plot of that movie.
All right,
I can't wait.
Listen, people. Before we go,
he's on a road trip in a taco truck with Scarlet Witch going from town to town selling tacos. That's the whole movie. Now.
Before we go any further, yeah, okay,
it's gonna be awesome.
And because Sam Raimi's directing it, Bruce Campbell will be the one buying tacos.
He is. The godfather of comic books.
To be on camera.
He is the chairman of the comic book board, and he is the self-proclaimed comic master. He is freaky. He is deaky. He is definitely leaky, and it looks like he just came back from Costco with something that'd be quite stinky. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Aliga, Dr. Free, Daddy Aliga. Woohoo! All right, man.
It literally
man.
Looked like he turned on his security cam for a second.
I know, he did. It looked like somebody came into his garage and he was turning on his security camera. That's hilarious.
He's like, oh my God, Liga, look out. Someone like behind you.
Like, I was legit like, thank God that's him because I thought somebody was robbing his house.
Well, you know, you just came in. We just reviewed WandaVision. Before we wrap it up, Alika, do you have any thoughts?
Yeah, I am just so grateful that Bryan Singer wasn't standing behind Evan Peters when he opened the door.
You're such a horrible person. Horrible person.
I'm a horrible person for wanting Evan Peters to have a better existence as Quicksilver.
It's so terrible. You're terrible. But did you enjoy, by the way, we were just talking about Pietro. Did you enjoy having him on the show?
Of course. I mean, I'm loving everything about WandaVision, so I've got nothing critical to like. I wouldn't be like, well, this ties into this and blah. I'm just like mindlessly loving everything. So.
Well, here's something that maybe you can talk about, because we were just talking about it before you came on. We think, and we're kind of in agreement about this, we think that WandaVision, because of where it is now, is going to be a detriment to Black Widow. That's what we think.
I mean, I keep on thinking about where Black Widow is in the timeline.
Right!
And granted, it's like, you know, happens in the 90s, so technically it doesn't matter, shouldn't matter when we hear that story. But Captain Marvel happened in the 90s, and it definitely mattered in the MCU continuity when we heard that story. You know, we couldn't have heard that story first.
Right.
In terms of MCU movies, and we certainly couldn't have heard it later in terms of what it introduced to the universe. So the fact that we're not hearing or seeing the things in Black Widow when we should is kind of like you're wondering how it's going to play out. I'm hoping that the fact that it's in the 90s, it's isolated enough from the current timeline and things going on that it's not going to be too clunky. But I mean, I see why you guys are concerned about that.
Yeah, we kind of are. By the way, completely off topic. Did you
I'm
pick
not
up?
Concerned.
Oh, you're not concerned, Gannon? Go ahead.
I just think the movie's going to suck. That's all.
Oh, wow.
Alika, before we move on to other subjects, you get anything good from Costco?
Actually, I'm one of those guys, man. I actually went to McDonald's and got the Pokemon Happy Meal. Specifically,
are you start opening Pokemon cards online? Just do videos of Pokemon cards, because I just did some.
Wow!
But my brother, I just asked my brother, because he's a huge Pokemon fan. I asked him if he got them, and he said he did. And he said people are turning around and flipping them on eBay for $10 each right now.
No way! Serious already?
Yeah.
Wow.
That is a highly lucrative franchise you guys got building.
Opening up
there.
Pokemon cards now is such a big business now, because you have YouTubers.
When you have Pokemon mentioned on like C-SPAN Money Matters and like Wall Street, you know, credible TV shows with like competing stocks, people start to take notice, you know, like it becomes Pokemon's just growing at an insane rate right now.
That's incredible.
That
I mean, I'm not surprised. Not surprised at all. Now, getting back to the Marvel Universe really quick, of course, as you know, all nerds tuned into the Super Bowl this Sunday. More importantly,
I didn't even watch the commercial this time.
And here's the thing is that, of course, during the Super Bowl, not only did we get not only did we happen to get a couple of trailers, we got the full trailer for the Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
That looks so good. I'm so ready to watch that.
After watching that full preview, it almost, and listen, forgive me if it sounds wrong, it almost looks like it's going to be a really fun buddy comedy, and it looks like it's going to have this flair of, it looks like it's going to be a fast-moving kind of adventure story. I hate to say it. It looks like it's going to be very Fast and the Furious-esque, not storytelling, but the...
Action-wise,
that's what I mean.
But the one thing that kind of will concern me about the fact, you know, it looks so straightforward. It happens just in one universe. As the MCU is starting to leave the rails and go off into this crazy multiverse tangent, and then we're going to get a very grounded, you know, Falcon and Winter Soldier. Maybe it'll be a nice break.
Maybe Falcon and Winter Soldier is what grounds the Black Widow movie.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, they're both in that. Yeah. You know, political espionage kind of stuff.
Well, not to mention, though, we might also see Skrull stuff pay off in their show, because we got Skrulls and multiverse things going on now
in Marvel. Yeah. So can I say something
see some Skrull type things going on in that show.
Can I say something that you guys may or may not disagree with? And listen, I'm glad Todd is not here for this, but I think that people are hungry for Marvel content.
I think they're hungry for any content. Dude,
that is a hot take. Where have you been? How did you figure all that out?
I
agree with Kai. They're just hungry for content.
All I'm saying is that I think people, the regulars, not the guys like us that kind of psychoanalyze everything, but We do psychoanalyze a lot of stuff.
I don't know about psychoanalyze.
All right, fine. Jeez Louise, let's get all...
I think it's just a fact.
Pull apart, psychoanalyze, it's a little heavy.
All I know is that I think people are very hungry for Marvel content. That's why I think everybody's eating up WandaVision, and that's why I think that everybody's ready for Falcon and the Winter Soldier.
I disagree. No, people just having a Marvel movie every 3 months.
You think so?
They miss having a Marvel movie every 3 months, so they're getting something Marvel finally.
No, that's what I mean. I think everybody's hungry for the content.
Okay, but what you're
stoked when Black Widow shows up and saves Grogu from
I think what you're getting is that
who the hell is Grogu?
Little green guy from the Muppets.
Kermit?
Oh, is that his name?
That's the guy in the Muppets.
You guys are killing me.
I don't know who this Grogu guy is. It sounds like something you catch in your feet.
All right, Kai, get in the camera so you can say what you got to say. What do you got to say?
I think people are just... Well, fuck you, Gannon. I just think people are just want good content. And what WandaVision provides is good content.
I think they're just starving for content.
Yeah.
I agree with Kai.
I just think right now there's nothing really good to watch. And we're still forced to be in this pandemic nobody wants to be.
You're wrong, because you know what? There's 3 seasons of Titans that's complete garbage that everybody can watch, but nobody's watching it. So it is a matter of brand affiliation.
Hey, listen, I actually agree with Kai. There is a dearth of good content. We didn't get Top Gun Maverick, did we?
Yeah, I mean, we had 300 episodes of the Nerd Watch.
We did.
Nobody remembers that Top Gun Maverick was supposed to come out last year.
Yeah,
because nobody freaking asked for that movie.
I did. I love Tom. I can hear that echo again.
It's probably Alika now.
No, it's you.
Why don't you marry him?
Yeah, see, it's you. Every time I mute Gannon, the thing goes away. What the hell? Anyway,
because he doesn't like you.
Apparently,
that's why.
Anywho,
he's still sabotaging.
Moving on. So we can talk about it. Well, like I said, anybody want to add anything to Falcon and the Winter Soldier? Did you guys get to watch the trailer? Was it good? Did you guys enjoy it?
Yes.
How about Chad?
Chad, if you're there and available, let us know what you thought of the Falcon and the Snowman, and its new trailer. Or the Winter Soldier, whichever one you want to pontificate about, let us know in chat. Of course, just to let you know,
do a Christmas episode.
The Minor Bird and the Snowman?
Because the Winter Soldier, right? So they should do like a Christmas episode where they just get together and give each other presents.
I like it. I like it very much. Yeah.
Now, I am...
He's the Winter Soldier, so they just do an episode.
Did he just... Gannon! What happened? What happened, Gannon? Come in, over.
Okay?
Gannon, are you... Oh, okay. One more time. Say that again. You cut out.
Okay, I'm saying... He should just protect Santa Claus because he's the Winter Soldier.
Would he have to go to the North Pole or does he go with him on the sleigh?
Oh, man.
Okay, so
this
here's
adds
what
Tim Allen to the MCU.
Yes!
Okay, here's what happens. Rudolph dies.
Whoa.
They need another guy to be the leader of the sleigh. So that's where Falcon comes in. While they're getting that ready to go for their flight, the Winter Soldier has to protect Santa and the elves.
Wow.
Who's a big bad in this one?
So while Santa's gone.
I'll just say Magneto, because why not?
Okay, so Santa's gone and Santa's with Falcon because he's leading the sleigh. So he has to stay back in the North Pole to protect the elves from a malevolent force.
The Winter Soldier mobilizes and gets an entire army of elves.
Wow. To fight,
like, I don't know, aliens or something. Who cares? You just make something up at the end.
Skrull, obviously.
There you go. They fight Skrulls. Mm-hmm. Maybe get Groot in on the mix.
Groot, yeah.
He'll be the tree, you know?
I like this.
No, because then the Skrulls actually work for Christmas theory.
Oh.
So that.
Interesting. Well, what you got there, Alika?
I'll give you $3 for that.
This is issue 12 of The Vision and the Scarlet Witch, also known as the first appearance of Wiccan and Spook.
Wow.
Wait. More importantly, is there a comic book list for Alika to do today?
Is that a comic book?
It's a comic book.
Do they exist yet?
What are comic idiot. Books?
That's the dumbest question I've ever heard.
What are comic books? Anyway.
You want to see some comic books?
Yeah, let's see. Oh, I want those. I want those.
I have those every night.
These are weird fantasies.
I want those. Those are sweet.
These are EC reprints from the early 90s.
Those are sweet. Is that the whole series? Is that the whole set?
Not the whole series. These are just a couple scattered issues. But Russ Cochran with Gladstone Publishing went around in the 90s and reprinting these, which are awesome.
Wow, look at that. It's
a good cheap way.
That's pretty sweet. Well, listen, Alika, by the way, before we do go any further, is there a comic book list this week that you'd like to talk about, or should we wait?
Yeah, I've got a comic book list.
All right, well, what the hell? Let's do it.
As he reaches into his
pocket. Are we done talking about the MCU and all that?
Oh, we're not necessarily done. I mean, if you want to get into it, we can. It's up to you.
Well, we can segue into the comic list through...
Sure, let's do that. Damn it, let's get right to it, shall we? Rick, here we go.
What are they nerdy?
Let's find out what's new this week in the world of the comic books.
Christ.
Oh, God, not this one.
Okay.
I hate you.
So.
In the world of comic books.
Stop.
Amazing Spider-Man number 59, Black Hammer Visions number 1 of 8. Black Hammer is a Dark Horse title, but they crossed over with Justice League. They're pretty well reviewed. Commanders in Crisis number 5 of 12. Daredevil number 27. That's an Image book. Not exactly sure what it's about, to be honest with you. It's an outer space themed book, but beyond that, I don't know. Eternals number 2. Excalibur number 18, more of that Hickman X-Men stuff still going on. Fantastic Four number 29, which is a King in Black tie-in, that Venom story with Noel. Homesick Pilots number 3, King in Black. Black Panther number 1, King in Black Thunderbolts number 2 of 3, so many Kings here. King Taint Girl number 3 of 5.
Wait, hold on, did you say King Taint Girl?
Yes, King Tank Girl.
So wait. So let me get this right. So we had Black Hammer and King Taint Girl. Is that right? This week?
Yeah.
What is this, an adult comic book shop? Goodness.
It's turning into one.
Yeah.
God. Oh, no.
All right, moving
the
on.
Content's getting a little crazy. Let's see. Mighty Morphin, number 4. Morbius, Bond of Blood, number 1. We're all excited for that Jared Leto movie, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Can't Woo. Wait.
Yeah. Speaking of Jared Leto, he made other news this
Speaking
week again.
Jared Leto, did you see his Joaquin Phoenix cosplay today?
Yeah. Did you almost say River Phoenix?
I almost said River, yeah.
You almost said River. Damn.
Spawn, number 314.
The record-breaking Spawn, 314?
Ooh. That's still record-breaking. Sword, number 3. Taskmaster, number 3 of 5. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Ongoing, number 114. Undiscovered Country, number 12. You didn't follow through with that, did you? You're done with that one, Gannon.
Oh, I think after the first issue, I was like, no.
Yeah. A lot of people did jump
off. It was a promising concept, but after the first issue, I'm like, nope, I'm not liking where this is going.
Wolverine, Black, White, and Blood, number 3 of 4. And X-Force, number 17. You know what? There is another list just because of, we've been doubling up on shipments. I don't even have the DC list in front of me this week, but just another Marvel.
I'm sure there's some future state stuff in there.
Yeah, just assume it's all future state books, which, by the way, I did want to ask you, Gannon, for DC Future State, are you enjoying any of that? Like, what have you read?
I kind of wish it would be more of a year-long affair, because I'm kind of liking a lot of the concepts, and I'm starting to get kind of attached to the characters. So I'm a little bummed it's only going to last a couple of months. I mean, I know we're going to still have the new Batman beyond Future State, but I kind of wish this was a year-long thing now, just to kind of live in that world for a little while longer.
Mm.
And that's the thing is, when I started seeing Future State, now we're a month into it, we're halfway through it, and everything has been looking very interesting. I haven't read anything through yet, but just the concepts behind a lot of it, and you kind of feel cheated to just get it for 2 months. It's kind of funny because usually when they do a reboot, you're like kind of rolling your eyes, but there's a lot of really solid stuff going on in Future State.
What titles would you guys recommend? Because other than Batman,
I would definitely
that's the only thing I'm kind of following.
Format, I would definitely pick up Wonder Woman, the Yara Flora book, not the Immortal Wonder Woman. The Immortal Wonder Woman book's good too, but the new Wonder Woman they're introducing, I love the tone to it, and I love that it's more fantasy based. It's not dumping her in the middle of Earth the way it is now. I think they kept that for the one we have. Cool. The Harley Quinn book too is really good. I really love the art to it, but I really love they also get in the psychology of her. It's not just her being like, wow, I'm wacky and I do chaos things. They really get into her as a psychological minded character, because they basically, Scarecrow recruits her to try and resolve, they're trying to find a criminal or something like that, and she has to psychoanalyze this person to figure him out.
So, Gannon, Wonder Woman Yara Flora, I gotta do that. Is she an Amazonian in her version, or what's the deal with her?
Kind of. I mean, it's tough to explain. It's tough to explain, but the tone of the book feels like vintage Grant Morrison wackiness with a little bit of Thor Ragnarok thrown in it. Because it's the kind of thing like they're gonna go through this cross dimensional thing to another planet, and it's literally like an airport check in the way they do it. So it's cosmic stuff, and then they throw in a little bit of real world things into it to kind of make it a little wacky, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, it makes for a fun adventure. I mean, dare I say it? Does it have a Guardians of the Galaxy vibe to it or something?
I mean, if we're going to compare it to a movie everybody knows, it's a little bit more like Thor Ragnarok.
Okay, fair.
Because it's people that exist in this other world, other, you know, all this mystical magic, but they talk like how we would talk, that kind of a thing.
Does Yara have an invisible jet?
No.
Okay. Yes. Damn. All right.
No one asked you, Kyle.
All right. I was, damn it. All right. Well, listen, any other comic books this week there, Alika?
Yeah. Well, actually, while we're still talking about Future State, I just wanted to say the mainstream pick, the one that's kind of got the hype since Format was asking, is Titans, which is the new Teen Titans Future State, and most notably hyped because it's introducing a character to the DC mainstream universe, the Red X, which has already appeared in the Teen Titans Go cartoon. Funnily enough, it was an alter ego of Robin, but it first appeared in that show, and they they just brought the Red X into the Teen Titans universe via the Future State stuff.
They pulled Phantasm into the comics too with the Batman Catwoman book, which isn't Future State, but they're reaching into the multimedia stuff to bring the characters into the comics.
That is Black Label though, so the
it's
Black
kinda cool, Label Phantasm. But it didn't seem like it got a lot of fanfare.
Will these Titan comics be better than the show on DC?
Well, there's no F bomb, so I don't know.
All right, fair enough. I'm in.
And also the one Future State book that I of course was excited for was Superman Worlds at War, just because I want to see how Superman ends up in that chain daddy uniform.
Can we call him Chain Daddy Superman?
He's working out sexual desires.
First of all, as a Superman does not have sexual desires. Wait a minute.
Underpants. He's wearing titanium underpants and an S emblem that's roped around him with all these chains, and he's like, he's like throwing chains around like Omega Red.
Nice.
With his tendrils.
Nice.
Well, yeah, they're titanium because he can still see through them.
Just in case another Kryptonian stops by and wants to check him out.
Did anybody ever ask the question if Superman could break adamantium?
It's probably been addressed in the Avengers. No, because Wolverine was not in that. But Marvel vs. DC had subsequent crossovers.
That literally just occurred to me now.
It's probably been
I mean, it's Superman, right? He can't do anything until he needs to do it.
Right. So. I mean, for crying out loud, this is a guy.
Some rules.
This guy can't even see through lead. What are we talking about here? Can't even see through lead.
I don't even know if that's
but true. he can peekaboo through some titanium.
All right. That's fair. And also, by the way, he can't time travel unless he has to. You know what I'm saying? He can't break the dimensions.
He has to fly around the earth and spin it backwards.
That's right.
That's not going to mess up gravity or our place in the orbit or anything.
No. We're still on our axis. Sure.
There's no radical climate change involved.
You know what's funny when you think about that movie? He reverses time.
Yes.
But you never see him actually stop the two missiles that he was trying to stop before they blew up anyway. So what did he actually stop? In
flight? Yeah.
That's a good point. Maybe it didn't happen because he reversed time.
No, he didn't go that far. He only got to when Lois Lane came back up out of the ground. So that means the nuclear blast still happened, but he reversed it to where they
All he cared about was Lois Lane? That selfish son of a...
Powerful message.
Wow.
Love is more important than saving humanity.
Love conquers all.
Greg.
Yeah, love conquers all, including human existence.
Greg?
Yes, sir.
Greg, I just got one thing to tell you.
Yeah.
There is no power stronger than the power of Punani.
First of all, it's the power of love. That's what Huey Lewis told me.
That's right. What I said.
Yeah, but Prince called it pussy power, so let's be real with it.
Hey, enough with the dirty language, damn it. It's a show.
I just want to make it clear that I haven't been swearing the whole show.
Fair enough.
In case you're handing out to the stars later.
No, fair enough.
That's not a swear.
Fair enough. Now, I'm very excited, since we talked about it, very excited about DC. There's a lot of hype surrounding DC and its Future State Comics. But, of course, as we all know, for the last 2 weeks... there's been a lot going on with Zack Snyder revealing that Jared Leto is going to be in the new Justice League cut of his Zack Snyder cut of the film. And he's releasing all of these pictures of what he's going to look like. There's a new spread from Vanity Fair that gives exclusive shots of Jared Leto as Joker.
Isn't it a little weird that he kind of looks a lot like Joaquin Phoenix?
He does. And my question ultimately is this, is that we do know that the movie is finally coming out on the 18th of March. Are these, I mean, as close as it is, these cryptic shots of Joker being in it and all of the cryptic things that are happening, it seems like we're not building to what this movie actually is. Is that just me or is it weird?
Greg, you're missing the whole point.
What's the point?
The whole reason this movie even is going to exist now is because of that kind of stuff that they were doing.
Okay,
fair. Him taking a picture of film cans, him talking about shots that existed, him talking about cuts that were made, him showing a brief picture of Cyborg that we never saw. He's just playing a character to how we got to this point anyway. And in case you missed it, there's going to be a trailer on the 14th.
So I missed that. Okay,
yes, great. We're going to be getting a trailer on the 14th. So this is just the build-up to the second trailer for the movie.
Can I? By the way, this is more of a statement. Oh shoot! Hang on.
This show's gonna be so much fun to listen to later.
Oh man!
No, it will be. My battery went out. Sorry, it almost went out. Anyway, like I was saying, sorry. there we go. Much better. I didn't know my battery was going out on my computer. Anyway, now I lost my train of thought. Damn it. What I was going to say was, with all of this reveals of what we're getting with the Justice League, you know, it almost seems like people are ready. Most people are ready for this. There seems to be, I guess there's two different camps about people that are going to watch it and people that have no regard to see it. I'm one of those guys that really want to see this.
No. You're wrong.
Am I wrong about this?
Because even the people that say they hate this, that this movie exists, the people that say this is going to be garbage, the ones that say that Snyder sucks, they're still going to watch it anyway because they have to.
Not all of them.
Who wouldn't watch it, though, to be honest?
They're going to watch in their little dark corners just to either prove themselves right.
This movie, what I'm hoping, and maybe we can start a pool bet on it, but, you know, what I think it's going to be is just a supercut of all this teaser promo stuff leading up to the Snyder Cut. It's just going to be a compilation of that, like awkwardly edited and cut with maybe like some eerie music in the background. For like, it's going to be like a super Dadaist breakdown of the Justice League movie, and it's going to be Zack Snyder just like deconstructing it in front of everybody, and then blowing everybody's mind, and then dropping the mic and being like, "I'm done with DC, done."
Right.
That's it.
So, my theory.
There's actually somebody who's close to the cut, and something that even Kevin Smith had kind of alluded to, because apparently I think he either got to see it or somebody that worked on the edit explained to him how the ending is. Like, Zack Snyder's saying that this is like the end and there won't be any lead up to anything else. Like even Kevin Smith has said, he doesn't understand why they're saying that, because if the movie's ending the way he's hearing, it sets something up. And rumor, again, this is all rumor, we're going to find out in a month's time. Aquaman and Wonder Woman die in this movie. They die at the very end of the movie. And the end of the movie is the Flash trying to figure out how to time travel to save them.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Mm. What happens? Lex Luthor finds their DNA and then goes swimming for a little while.
I'm really excited to see this film, but I don't think, for me, the Joker's the draw. We've been getting a lot of him for the last couple of weeks.
Why do you think that's the case?
There's
almost no reason why he's...
Right, exactly. There's no reason why he should be there. I agree.
But I'm trying to understand why you think it's the selling point. They're just saying he's in the movie. Everybody else knows what's going to be in the movie. They're sizzling the steak, man. They're just showing you one other element. He's literally the only element that was never there before. This is definitely like they created it while they're making this new cut. He was never originally there. So he's definitely the only piece of it that wasn't originally planned.
Interesting.
But his scene involves Affleck, so whatever Affleck shot involves him too.
Speaking of Affleck, By the way, that freaking echo is back again, and it's gone when I mute Ganon. Anyway, getting back to the point.
I feel like you're blaming everything on Ganon.
It is, because I have to. Every time I mute his mic, it goes away. Speaking of Justice League and speaking of superhero team ups, on the other end of the spectrum, DC and James Gunn have officially finished Suicide Squad. It's in the can, as they say. And he sent out a tweet and a compliment to Warner Brothers saying that they didn't interfere in making the movie he wanted to make. They had very few notes, and he took the ones he wanted, and the ones that he did, he cast to the side. And so he sent a big shout-out to Warner Brothers to let them know that he creatively had the freedom to do the movie that he wanted. Is that a good thing?
I mean, they are going to give the director of Guardians of the Galaxy creative reign. Of course they are.
Okay. Yeah,
they're not going to give David Ayer that license.
I think they did. That movie was called The Suicide Squad. I think that was just a terrible script, and he just tried to shoot it. I don't think that was his fault. I don't think it was really his fault. I think it was the way it was cut. I think it was that original Suicide Squad was god-awful. But this could be a redeeming... this could redeem the Suicide Squad movie. People are still excited to see the film. And on top of that... apparently, Peacemaker is getting his own side project. Is that something that's...
They're actually shooting it already.
Yeah, so he's getting his own... By the way, where did John Cena come from? No disrespect to John Cena, but I like the guy as a wrestler. I think he's got great character, but I don't think he's the greatest actor. So, I don't know. Anyway.
I don't think The Rock's the greatest actor.
Where did he come from?
After I saw John Cena in Trainwreck, I thought he was hilarious.
Okay, then you answer me this. Number one, do you think, in reality, do you think Vin Diesel and John Cena look like brothers, or Vin Diesel and The Rock look like brothers? Number one. Number two, if you watch Bumblebee, which is a fantastic movie, the biggest detriment to Bumblebee was John. You need to see it for Matt before you say that. How dare you? Before John Cena was the biggest detriment to that movie because his acting was not very good. And like I said, I'm not courting Hollywood, making millions of dollars in checks. I'm just a guy who's criticizing that I think he was not that great in the film. I'm not saying I don't like him because I think he's fantastic as a wrestler.
How does it feel to be paid off by Hollywood?
Yeah. Can I say something?
Yeah,
can
sure.
Can I say something?
Sure.
Okay, so I think you look like Vin Diesel's brother, and you guys should do a remake of Twins.
So is he the crap left over, or am I the crap left over?
You decide, yes. But if we're going to be talking about detriments, and we're talking about you right now, you're the detriment of the Nerd Watch.
Yes. Thank you.
I appreciate completely that. Agree. All right. Well, listen, Ganon, thanks for coming to the stream. I appreciate that. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
If we're gonna be pairing people up with Vin Diesel, I mean, come on, man. You're definitely his brother.
I agree.
Fast and Furious 10, and then you show up and you're like the computer guy.
Hey, one of the best comments of the night so far. Carl says, I agree. Gee, even his commercials are weak. I completely agree. Did you see his Super Bowl commercial about that major melon Mountain Dew thing? That was pretty weak. Anyway.
That drink is weak.
Oh, wow.
You tell you can't see him.
I know. It's hard to see him. It's really, really tough right now. I understand. Now... Suicide Squad is next. We're gonna get I believe that's coming out in August on HBO Max and streaming. HBO Max in the movie theaters. I guess my question is ultimately, from my understanding, that movie theaters are supposed to open up next month. I don't see that happening. Do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I can see into the future. So yeah, they're open.
Well, I don't know.
But you know what? If going back to Suicide Squad, my biggest hope with Suicide Squad is that it keeps Margot Robbie going as Harley Quinn a little bit longer, because Birds of Prey did not set the world on fire. So hopefully this keeps her going as Harley into other things, because
well,
she owns that character, and I kind of want to see that continue.
If she is as good as she was the best part of the original Suicide Squad, if she is as good as she was in Birds of Prey, because even though that movie was weak, I thought she was good in it.
She was the best thing in it.
Yeah. I think that if she can hold her own in this new Suicide Squad, I think there's still a future for Harley Quinn. But I don't see... I dare say this. I don't think that Harley Quinn future exists without Joker. I hate to say that, but I think that's what's...
No, well, but that's how it is in the comics. She's not tied to Joker anymore.
No. I understand. I get that.
But what I would say, the one thing I would say is that I think her character is best bouncing off of other people. So it, I don't know if she should necessarily do a Harley solo movie.
I don't see her as a solo character.
But she Harley's best when there's other characters around for her to bounce off of.
Well, that shouldn't have been.
If we're talking about Harley with other people, the animated series that's going on right now, or the that has two seasons out, that's a prime example of her being with a good cast. And because if you watch the Harley animated series, to me, that's like the best Harley. No offense to Margot Robbie, but that is the best Harley since the Bruce Timm.
Can I tell you Harley something? Quirk. I'm going to tell you something right now. I think Alika's absolutely right. That show. That Harley Quinn animated program is fantastic. No, it's good. Not only is it good, it's very adult.
Better than it deserves to be.
It's way better than it deserves to be. And I completely agree with you. That is some of the best.
You did see.
Yeah, no, that is some of the best animated.
No, quit saying yeah. No, did you see it or not?
I saw it.
I'm so confused right now.
So yeah, so it was. It is better than it has any right to be. I think that without a doubt, they should keep building on that. And they have Kaylee Cuoco as the voice. And for as much as I didn't think she was going to match, she's actually she's great. So
I didn't want to like her, but she does fine.
She does fine as well. And I think that I can't even remember the name of the girl who plays Poison Ivy, but she is fantastic.
Poison Ivy is incredible. Whoever's doing Poison Ivy is awesome.
I can't remember her name, but she is fantastic. And she's funny.
That show isn't just my favorite Harley Quinn. It's some of my favorite DC Universe stuff that's come out. Just because the way other characters like King Shark and I think the way that they play with the universe in that show is so good.
A big shout out to Holly who says, "Ooh, subtitles." Yes, there are subtitles at the bottom of the screen for you. How you doing, Holly?
I love that you put that in there so she can see subtitles too. That's hilarious.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for.
Lake Bell. Lake Bell is the voice of Poison Ivy.
She is fantastic.
Yeah, it's the sister of Jake Bell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And yeah. And Martin Bell.
And Drake.
And Drake Bell. Yeah. I have no idea.
And Blake Bell.
Oh, and the granddaughter of Liberty Bell.
Fantastic. There you go. Moving off of, we're sticking to the nerd universe, but I want to give this is local. I want to make sure to give a shout out to some local, a local brother from Kaneohe. local brother. That's what I said. By the name of Kainalu Moya. Kainalu Moya was picked up to play the Blue Ranger in the Power Rangers Dino Fury.
Yeah, so, I just found that. Heard about that.
So
did I see that correctly? That it's on Nickelodeon.
It's on Nickelodeon. Yeah. That is correct.
Wow,
I'm surprised too because I thought I didn't realize that the rights were given up to them because I thought Disney had them, but who knows?
Saban got it back from Disney, and Saban got it back from Disney. Well, and Saban sold it to stuff Nickelodeon.
Well, the Rangers are currently shooting two seasons in New Zealand. Big shout
it's
out
always New Zealand.
Yeah, a big. Well, that's because it's probably cheap. Number one, and number two, it's because New Zealand is open.
True. Yeah, they don't have the coronas.
Yeah, they don't have the.
They don't believe in the coronas.
Yeah, they don't have.
You know why? Because they know what the hell they're doing over there. That's why it's over there.
That's bull crap. Anyway, we'll get into COVID cases right now. You mean the doctored corona cases? But we won't get into that. Anyway.
Their numbers went super down before.
Hey, D-Money.
We only.
Are you a doctor? Are you a medical doctor?
We only.
Are you a medical
doctor?
Because I'm pretty sure that. I'm pretty sure that a fellow by the name of Epstein already told you that if you're not a medical doctor, then shut the crap up. You're not a doctor.
All we know is on this show, we only tread the waters of conspiracy. So knock it off. Anyway.
No, we don't.
So anyway, getting back to the point, big shout out to Kainalu Moya. Congratulations, sir. For Local you. And he's by the way, he's from Castle High School. So good for him, and I hope I wish you nothing but the best, my friend.
Going back to the Harley Quinn thing, I'm going down like the cast. Man, this is a who's who.
You mean the cartoon? You mean the animated show?
Of the cartoon, yeah.
No, he means our cast.
Yeah.
Wow, such a jackass. Sure. Anyway, what?
I mean, they got like a
cavalcade awesome
names on here, like Wayne Knight plays Penguin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He does.
Christopher Maloney is Commissioner Gordon.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Alfred Molina is Mr. Freeze.
That I knew. It's, man, I'm telling you, right?
Great dad.
Harley Quinn is a great show. If you want to see something as really awesome as that, as
Carlo Esposito is Lex Luthor.
Yeah. Everybody.
It's just a bummer that when DC nails stuff, it tends to be animated.
It right? Yeah, well, I don't. True. You know why? I think that's because they have a tendency to be more free to do what they want to do.
I'm just wondering if the world of DC just lends itself better to a hyper real, more animated environment than a live action one.
That is also true.
It is in the world we live in. It is kind of harder to buy into Superman without having to do what they did to him in Man of Steel. You know, I don't think the Christopher Reeve Superman could exist today. Nobody would buy into him.
You know,
we're too damn cynical as people now.
You know what's interesting though is that they let's be honest, they don't hit it all the time. The last animated film they did, Batman: Death in the Family, was not well received, and neither was the Deathstroke animated show.
Well, I'm not counting the DC animated films because those are a factory floor. They're not projects that are like cultivated by somebody that has a vision for something. It's literally just like they pick a book and they animate it. That's a factory floor type of situation.
Yeah, true. You know what's interesting too is that speaking of
vision to it, that's when it works out better. Like as of right now, they're working on a sequel to the Batman animated series for HBO Max, and that's going to be freaking fantastic.
I can't wait. I tell you what, speaking of that, animated shows, Batman Soul of the Dragon came out last week, and I got to tell you something. I want to see it, but I think they missed an opportunity because this movie, this Batman Soul of the Dragon, is more than just about Batman. It takes place in the 70s. If you haven't seen the trailer for it, you guys should. It's an interesting concept, but I think they missed the opportunity to make it very pulpy. And they missed the opportunity to mess with the animation and kind of make it look very 70s. And they missed that opportunity because it looked like a lot of fun, but I don't think that the character that they could have done with the animation is behind that.
You try to convey 70s American filmmaking tone to Korean animators.
Yeah, I guess.
That shouldn't be that hard, man, because you can always point to Kung Fu.
That's where all these things are animated.
Well, I mean, but Alika's right. You could point to any Kung Fu movie from the 1970s and be like, that's what we're looking for.
But again, that's not... I cannot imagine that's a super easy tone to put together in an animated film.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Put a black and white filter over.
Yeah. Yeah, just like Logan, it's genius once you black and white it.
There you go. Let's keep them away from the trees.
But I mean, they could have done fun.
Wait. Is that why Zack Snyder wants to release a black and white cut of his Snyder cut?
Maybe.
Yeah, he can basically fart into a film can, and as long as it's in black and white, it's genius.
He's masterpiece.
Like, this would be like Citizen Kane if I put it in black and white.
Masterpiece. Yeah, right. Absolutely. But it's interesting because, like I said, I think Soul of the Dragon looked really good. I think that they could have done a lot of things with animated effects. They could have done things with with just, you know, having like a pulp, having like a grindhouse feel to it to make it a little more fun and interesting animated wise.
Do you really think they'll translate an animation though?
I really do.
The charm to those movies is because of how shoddy they were to be made. When you try to recreate that tone, it comes across as inauthentic.
Well, it's animation. It's not, you know what I'm saying?
You can literally buy filters for your computer to do that stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. Right. Something as silly as that for animation would be great. Do you think Grindhouse was inauthentic?
There was another DC animated movie that came out recently that I got to watch.
Which was?
That does effectively do like that period stuff. Because a lot of movies do it well with the World War II era, but Red Son Superman, I finally got around to watching that, and that was excellent.
Yeah. No, agreed. I agree. That was really good. I you know, because sometimes, this is not so much a criticism as just an observation that a lot of these DC animated shows are very good tonally and story wise, but they all kind of seem to look the same. You know what I mean?
There's like a 5 or 6 year period where everything followed the exact same look. They try to keep it all uniform. But what was good about the ones leading up to that is that each one had its own look and tone to it and felt different.
Yeah, and maybe that's what I wanted for Soul of the Dragon too.
Justice League when they did an adaptation of the Geoff Johns book, from that point forward they made it all look the same.
Right. I'm like I said, that's not a criticism because I love Gotham by Gaslight. I've loved the Red Son Superman. I've got just about every single DC animated film that's come out, and I think that they're all so far pretty good. There's very few exceptions where they're not good, but that happens far and few between. So, I mean, like you said, maybe DC lends itself better to animation than it does to cinema. But I mean, if Shazam and Aquaman is any indication, not going to mention the other movie, Wonder Woman, which sucked. I think that
you got to keep in mind, though, those are so retroactively done differently than how the books are. That's why those movies succeed. There's nothing rock and roll about Aquaman, but in the movie he is.
Well, that's and also Aquaman is a blonde haired white guy in the comic, which I guess. For this day and age, Jason Momoa is a good pick to be Aquaman in the live action. So, I mean, and like I said, I didn't think anybody was really upset about the fact that Jason Momoa was Aquaman. I don't think there wasn't any outcry.
No, we all thought it was a cool idea because they were making a running change on the character that's an acceptable change.
Right.
I was more upset that he littered a lot.
Like, Aquaman probably should look Polynesian.
You know what's funny is that Aquaman did have a tendency to litter in that movie quite a bit.
I was just like, damn, dude, he just threw that tequila bottle in the ocean.
Yeah,
man. Then he used his powers to make
people like put notes in bottles all the time.
So what he does is Jason Momoa does this thing. He touches his fingers to his forehead, talks to his dolphin friends to pick it up. I got it. He's sonars. Got it. All right, that's fair. Totally
I just thought it was kind of funny how, like, you know, he's tossing.
Isn't it a little weird that we haven't heard about it in Aquaman?
And then all of a sudden, Atlantis is like, we're going to send all this garbage back to the surface.
Well, you know what?
And, like, the whole time, you know, Mr. Curry is over there like, whoops.
Ganon, I think you're right. We haven't heard a lot about Aquaman 2. But I think James Wan is aboard. James Wan is James Wan is back on board as director. I think they're still working out the story. I think that that's still happening. There's a lot of there is quite a bit of content that they have to. I'm assuming because of the acquisition by AT&T, they have to be very careful about what money is spent in that area because I mean this is the same company that was looking to offload DC and other entities that weren't making money. So, I mean, whatever they're putting together, I'm guessing they're going to have to really, you know, you know, they're going to have to really look over, because, you know, Suicide Squad was getting filmed in the middle of that transition. So was Wonder Woman, which basically was kind of done as soon as the transition was done between the businesses. So, I mean, I think going forward, they're going to have to be more prudent as to what money is spent in the cinematic area. So,
I'm also wondering, though, too, if they're trying to figure out where Aquaman 2 fits in with what they're doing with Flashpoint.
Well, I tell you what.
Because Aquaman is a big part of Flashpoint if they're going to mimic the book to a certain degree.
Yeah, if they're going to mimic the book, though, that's the...
Because that's the heart of that story. Yeah, because at the heart of that story, it's the Amazons versus
the Atlanteans.
Yeah, the Atlanteans.
Well, Carl Amano has a quick thought. Aquaman 2 could be essentially about Aquaman 2 could be about his fight for pollution, could it not? I mean, that's what I see.
No, not if he's the one polluting.
Yeah. Hey, he's fighting against his own pollution. It's possible. It's certainly possible, don't you think? So... Anywho.
No.
See, that's why his brother Orm hated him.
Oh, is that why?
That's right.
He heard about the bottle.
Exactly. Wow. He's okay. Like, that was not your DNA.
He shoved all that trash on the show.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
Cannon knows.
It is the one funny thing about Aquaman that Orm wanted to declare war against the surface dwellers because of their pollution, but yet with one tidal wave, he just shoved all the pollution back onto their shores anyway. Isn't the conflict over after that?
Yeah, that's right.
He could just easily do that.
That's right.
Yeah. You'd be like, here, you deal with your trash. I don't want
to. Yeah, take that, Carl Amano.
Wow. Jeez.
I hate to bring it up again, but I'm thinking about it and it pissed me off all over again. I hated that his mask moved with his face in that movie.
Oh, you didn't like that, huh?
He's wearing a freaking metal helmet and the brows were moving as he moved. I'm like, I hate it.
All right, that's fair.
It made no sense, and yet it happened in the movie. The second I saw that happen, I'm like, are you serious?
Well, listen, Gannon, you need to get the Blu-ray releases for the day for Tuesday on standby because
Why are you ending the show already?
Almost because started. No, we didn't.
You took 45 minutes to get the show started.
No, we did not. Anyway, we got that's coming up momentarily, but there is a couple of other things I want to hit before we. Get to that. Number one, if you are interested, there was some interesting news concerning the Kevin Smith-led Masters of the Universe Netflix series.
He played the theme music.
He played the theme music.
Not the theme music. It's the music cue for when Prince Adam pulls the sword out.
Right. So he shared the score by Bear McCreary. He's been in Hollywood for a long time making music. So I'm really excited to see where this show goes. I hope it's good.
It's going to go on Netflix.
Well, according to the synopsis of the show that was also released, it goes something like this. A radical return to Eternia. Revelation is a direct sequel series to the classic era of Masters of the Universe, featuring fan favorites He-Man, Orko, Cringer, and Man-at-Arms. The story pits our heroic warriors and guardians of Castle Grayskull against Skeletor, Evil, and Beastman, and the vile legions of Snake Mountain. But after a ferocious final battle forever fractures Eternia, it's up to Teela to solve the mystery of the missing Sword of Power in a race against time to prevent the end of the universe. Her journey
it's
will
a
uncover the
centric movie.
What? Her journey will uncover secrets of Grayskull at last. This is what the. All right.
That's you know who's here? You're mad because it sounds like Tila's taking the lead on this now, huh?
No, a little bit because it is called He-Man.
So what is the title called again?
He-Man, this? Masters of the Universe Revelation. Is the revelation that that Adam is not He-Man, it's Teela? I don't know.
What?
I don't know. It's weird.
What did you just say?
I said it's called It's called the Masters of the Universe Revelation. I said, is the revelation that Adam is not He-Man, but Teela is.
You literally just read the synopsis. Maybe you kind of already have your answer, you dummy.
Wow. So it's up to Teela. It's Teela.
Do we know who is playing who yet? Like, do we have a casting?
Okay, so the series has such great.
He announced the cast a while back.
Yeah, Sarah Michelle Gellar.
I just want to know who's playing Evelyn.
Sarah Michelle Gellar, Mark Hamill, and Chris Wood are headlining the series.
Evelyn, fool. Evelyn.
Evelyn.
Such a face.
It looks. Evelyn will be voiced by Lena Headey, Liam Cunningham as Man-at-Arms, Griffin Newman as Orko, Stephen Root as Cringer, and Diedrich Bader as King Randor, and Alicia Silverstone as Queen Marlena, and Susan Eisenberg as Sorceress.
We're going to have Batman as King Randor. Oh, man.
King Ramsey.
What?
Well, Diedrich Bader did a lot more than just Batman.
Yeah, that is true.
He's Batman, and we just covered the Harley Quinn animated where he plays the role of Batman.
He does play a good animated Batman in Batman Brave and the Bold, I think, which is a great show, by the way. Moving on to minor gaming news. First off, we got...
They make games for minors?
Minor gaming news.
They do, actually.
Yeah, they have a ton of them. Yeah. Really quick, first of all...
You gotta find them, though.
Wasn't that Oddworld? Doesn't that involve mining?
No. Cyberpunk, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, released its second big update for Cyberpunk 2077.
Does it work now?
Apparently, it's still having issues, but they're working it out. Two big updates. So Cyberpunk 2077 is playable, but they are still trying to get it to optimal power or optimum power, as it were. So that's good. Other gaming news is that other gaming news I thought was interesting is that Ubisoft or Ubisoft, as it were, they decided to let everyone know I guess in their last board meeting, that they're going to be focusing less on AAA titles and more on titles that are free to play.
Does that mean Assassin's Creed is considered not a AAA title anymore?
What it means is that they're getting away from AAA titles. The next AAA title in their portfolio is going to be Far Cry 6, which got pushed back. But they said they're going to focus more on free-to-play titles and more on the model of
reshoots.
They're going to focus more on a Fortnite model and Call of Duty Warzone model. And I tell you what, man, I had a good feeling that this was going to happen all across the gaming landscape.
Fortnite what?
The Fortnite
Call of Duty what?
Model. The Fortnite and Call of Duty Warzone. Oh, model. Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were mispronouncing mobile.
No, so it's a very much a mobile kind of economy, but I mean, it's...
Oh, it kind of has to be. No one can go anywhere.
Ubisoft is, without a doubt, the guys who have to look at the model and go, Activision made billions of dollars just on microtransactions alone, so I'm not surprised. I think more companies are going to go this way anyway. I think more games are going to be free to play. Unfortunately, because that's where the money is at now anyway.
Can one of those games be WoW? Because I keep up with this sub, man.
Yeah, it's crazy. Last but not least, a little personal gaming news. I am about 50 hours into Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
The hell you say?
Ooh, man.
Are you actually going to complete another game?
I'm going to try. I've completed quite a few. Assassin's Creed Valhalla is...
I'm having a hard time. What the hell is happening?
It's... What?
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
Stop.
I'm hearing G's actually don't finish another game.
Yeah, so I'm about 50 hours in, and let me tell you something.
Third one for the year.
This move... This damn game is should not be as long as it is. This game should have been at least... It should have been 30 to 40 hours. This game is way too long. Assassin's Creed.
Valhalla.
Valhalla.
Oh man, I tapped out the second they started doing all this gods and stuff.
Well, this one does lean heavily into that, to be fair. So yeah, it's anyway.
Once they started ditching the hoods and the hidden blades, I'm like, I'm out.
I tell you what, man, this is the one that is least. This one, Assassin's Creed is the least relied on when it comes to the word assassin. I have to tell you, this is very much a straight up fighting game. No. Yeah, so I mean, those elements are in there, but it doesn't feel like an AC game. Odyssey and Origins was better than this, as far as the assassin gameplay. So anyway, yeah. I like the story.
Are you still some doofus in the present tense?
Holly says you can pet cats in that one, right? Yes. She says 10 out of 10, will play. You can pet cats. Nice. You can pet cats in Assassin's Creed. That is right. In Odyssey, you can actually pet dogs.
Can you pick up the cats and throw them at your enemies?
Wow, no. Stop awesome. It. You can pet dogs in...
That seems like a very Viking thing to do, though.
You can pet dogs in Assassin's Creed Valhalla. But more importantly... In Ghost of Tsushima,
what can you do with dogs in Assassin's Creed?
You can pet them.
Oh, okay. That's not exciting.
Yeah, and then of course, Ghost of Tsushima is the most unique because you can pet foxes. So that's a lot of fun.
Oh, all that and WoW. I don't understand what the big deal is.
Anyway, if you're a fan of if you're a fan of Assassin's Creed, you might like Valhalla. There are good things about it that I like about it so far. I really enjoy.
What do you like about it?
I enjoy the way the armor sets are. No! Shut up. The way they do the armor sets is a much simpler and streamlined process than it was in Odyssey.
There's no armor on them. Have you seen what they're wearing?
Well, now there is. It's just straight. It's a straight up RPG. So now it's one of those.
The armor that the assassins wore was like hidden blade. You got this. You got this. You got the hood. You got this and all that.
Yeah.
And then Vikings are like, well, I got this strap that goes over my one shoulder. And then this axe, I guess.
Not anymore. Yeah. Not anymore. What happened to Ganon?
He was getting tired of you talking about Valhalla.
Yeah. Apparently so.
He was like, screw this.
So Rod in the chat on YouTube kitten. Says, are you playing WoW Classic or Retail format?
Retail. I'm playing Retail. I already went through Classic once.
All right, and
we actually wait. Can I say this? We actually have somebody watching off on YouTube right now.
Yeah, we know that. That's why I wanted to put up his comment. Anyway, so thanks, Rod, for the question. As long as you're enjoying WoW, obviously, but you're hoping that it comes free to play soon.
I've been hoping that for like 10 years now.
Oh God!
Nice. Hey, he's back. Hey, he's back.
Where's your sombrero?
I don't know. Something happened to his sombrero. Anyway, other than that, Ganon, it's time to check in with you because you're rounding out the show. We need our Blu-ray releases for the week. What is happening in the world of... hey, shut up, Kai. Ganon, give us our releases for February 9th, 2021.
I've never watched this, but the Criterion's putting out The Parallax View.
Great movie.
Is that a prequel to Green Lantern?
That is not. That is not. It's a fantastic.
It's got a yellow filter over it. It's crazy.
It's a fantastic political thriller starring Warren Beatty.
Oh, I'm out.
Wait, isn't that Dick Tracy?
No.
Yeah, Dick Tracy, right?
And another one as well. Yeah, it's a good one too.
Oh. Isn't that one where he's like a detective and he dresses like a banana?
It's true. Yeah,
that's
it could
the
be.
One.
First of all, he doesn't dress like a banana.
He totally does. Like a banana. I don't know who asked for this, but Elysium is in 4K today.
Hey,
I enjoyed it. I thought it was a good movie.
It's a good movie.
I
like those one shot sci-fi movies like Oblivion and Elysium.
Mm-hmm. I like it. It's great. That's that rundown world in Elysium is the one.
It, but it's fine.
Yeah. Well, that rundown world that Matt Damon's on trying to live and work on is what's going to happen when we get Medicare for All.
Growing cooked potatoes.
Dude, it's just South Africa. It's literally just South Africa. Didn't they shoot it there even?
I think they did some of it, yeah. Anyway, what else is coming out?
I literally just rented it today. I haven't had a chance to finish it, but the Blumhouse... Or is it Blumhouse? I don't know.
Yes, it's Freaky. Blumhouse. Freaky is Blumhouse.
Vince Vaughn and the new Ant-Man, the new girl, the girl that plays Ant-Man's daughter now. I can't remember her damn name.
I want to see that movie. It's directed by Michael Landon.
Daughter. It looks like Christopher Landon.
Christopher Landon, excuse me, yes.
Oh, Landon.
Because you know what? The Happy Death Day movies, I did not think I'd like them, but I ended up watching them, and they're charming. I kind of like them. They're fun.
I do, too. I think they're fun.
I'm sure A-Ron is going to lose his mind over Elizabethtown coming out today.
Hey, is that with Orlando Bloom?
I don't even know.
Orlando Bloom and Kirsten Dunst, right?
Yep.
All right, can I be excited Can I be excited for A-Ron?
You can. No, but
he's kind of on my poop list right now.
Why?
Gerard Butler is just unloading hits with Greenland.
First of all, you need to give him a break on Elizabethtown because it's directed by Cameron Crowe, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I'm not even talking about that. But Gerard Butler's new movie, Greenland, with I don't know who the hell he's in with that movie with. Who is he in that movie with?
Marina Baccarin.
Orlando Bloom.
Oh, homewrecker Marina Baccarin's in that.
How dare you? What? Why would you say that?
Because she did. My buddy Valentine is getting a remastered Blu-ray through Shout Factory.
Gannon, before you go there's a guy in chat that wanted to tell you that he ordered his copy of Elizabethtown.
I know he did. next up, I think I talked about this on the pod when it was released digitally. This actually is a pretty good movie, and I suggest anybody watch this. Sputnik.
Sputnik's great.
It's a different kind of an alien movie that I don't think people would expect. It's Agreed. Actually very interesting. It's a good movie.
Agreed.
If you're familiar with your DVD Blu-ray trash that used to be VHS movies back in the day, Full Moon is putting out an uncut Tourist Trap.
Wow.
And this is another one from the old VHS days if you were raised in the 80s, like most of us were. Beach Babes from Beyond Director's Cut.
Wow. Interesting.
I don't know if you guys are being silent or if my thing is lagging
again. Your thing is lagging again. We're here. 100%. Okay, your thing is lagging.
All right. Moving right along. What else we got? That's kind of it, actually. Oh, I just want to throw this one out there because I love the title. Sex Terrorists on Wheels.
Oh, that's good.
Where are you seeing that?
I like it.
I think I'm going to throw it in my Amazon cart right now. I need to see what that's about.
I'm surprised you didn't go over this one coming out on Blu-ray today. It's been restored. It's called Santo in the Treasure of Dracula, the Sexy Vampire Version.
That's not on my list. I don't know where you found that. It's not on my list.
Really? It's not?
Oh, no, I see it. Okay. It's right there.
Oh, I'm sure you guys see it, but whatever.
Yeah, you may want to take a look at that. Yeah, you may want to take a look at that. It looks really cool.
Sexy vampire?
No, that's not it. Sexy vampires, absolutely. Well, Gannon, thank you so much, sir. You're a gentleman and quite the scholar. So thank you very much.
Oh, wait, I missed one.
What?
Naked Girl Murdered in the Park.
What an inventive title. Quite an inventive title.
I wonder what that one's about.
It's a romantic comedy about two people that meet at the fair.
A-Ron in the chat says that Wander Darkly with Diego Luna and Sienna Miller is out today, and it is great. He just wanted to chime in.
Rogue One's Diego Luna? Whatever.
Yes, Rogue One's Diego Luna. Excuse me, Cassian Andor.
Oh, speaking of Harley Quinn and getting ahead of next week's Blu-ray, since we spent a lot of time talking about the Harley Quinn animated series, the complete first and second seasons are going to be released on Blu-ray next week. So
yes.
Us talking about that Harley Quinn series has got your attention. I'll
finally get to watch it.
Yeah, I'm sure Alika is going to get himself a copy. He's going to get himself a copy of this.
It's really good. Yeah, it's really well written. It's got character arcs and everything. It's got more than you would think there would be in there, I should say.
Yeah, I will forewarn everyone that is in here that's a parent. This is not for kids, okay? Just so you know, not for kids.
Show it to my kids. Got
yeah,
it.
So show it to your kids. Watch it.
It's a great way to learn about birth control.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. All right.
Nice. Sure.
Anyway, gentlemen, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Wait.
What now?
Format, you need to fill me in on this Japanese series called Toilet Bound Hanako-kun.
Wait, what where the hell are you is that about?
Format, it's not where the guy to ask. I thought it'd be Kai, wouldn't it? Kai, isn't Kai the...
Oh, you know what? You're right. Why aren't I asking about toilet things with Kai?
Exactly. Thank you.
I don't even see this on a list. Where have you seen this?
That's next week.
Oh, is it next week? Oh, okay.
Next week.
All right. I'm
a little ahead of the game, but yeah.
Well, okay. let's look into that.
Give me a week and I'll do a research for you.
Gannon, can I tell you something? It's good to see you this week, number one. Number two, could you wear a shirt with white collars more often? Because I can see you better in the light, and you also look like a priest.
It's called a ringer shirt.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know. It's just what I had handy, dude.
I thought you were going to exercise somebody later tonight.
I don't know
tonight.
If you guys can see it, but old friend of the pod, Francine.
Whoa, it's a terrible angle. Here you go.
Our friend Francine gave me this beautiful Lady Death tattoo over the weekend. It's not finished yet, but there it is.
Is it Lady Death of the comics? Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. Nice stuff.
Lady Death of the Starbucks.
Oh, that's beautiful. She does great work, man. How long did that take?
Indeed. We started at 1:30. I don't think I left till about 5:30.
Wow, 4 hours? What do you
just about?
Can I ask you something? What do you talk about with girls for 4 hours?
Usually about how much we don't like you.
Oh, fair. All right.
Fills the time better than you think.
I'm sure, because I don't like myself very much either.
Sense of like, Craig's the worst, isn't he? He's like, I know, right? I know. It's that kind of thing.
By the way, someone in chat also agrees that Kai is the toilet expert. I don't know why.
How am I the expert?
I don't know. Don't know.
How am I the expert?
I don't know. Anyway, boys and girls.
More to the bathroom door, the pod.
That is true. We are out of time. It's been an absolute pleasure. Gannon, love seeing you on the show. Alika.
No one loves seeing me on the show.
Thank you for coming. We'll be back hopefully next week. I'll provide updates. And then Format, who's completely in the dark now. I can't even see him.
Sorry.
He blended with the shadows.
Yeah, so Gannon...
You guys started going off on tangents, so I've tabbed back in a while.
Anyway, next week, more WandaVision. We're going to talk about episode 6. We're going to get really into that. Next week, we're also going
to
get
I hope we get to talk about WandaVision.
We're also going to get a comic book list and a whole bunch of other fun things we'll probably get tomorrow.
The Justice League trailer will be out by then, too. We can talk about that and how much it sucks. Yeah.
Hey, how dare you? How dare you? Stop being so
toxic. We ingratiate ourselves to everyone.
Toxic. Don't be toxic, man. Stop being toxic.
I'm a huge supporter of DC stuff, good or bad.
All right, fair enough. All right, we are out of time.
I'm a huge Marvel stuff if it's good or bad.
I agree. So for Kai Kai, the producer seducer, for Format, our man in black, for Alika, the man who is our godfather of comic books and the sinister minister of Maui Comic Con, and last but not least, our horror aficionado, IMG Money. Peace out. Much love and most surely always stay nerdy. We'll see you back here on the Nerd Watch next time. Aloha.